Scientists in New England are trying to figure out why part of the coastal landscape is dying. Patches of once vibrant green grasses are brown and dead. They're a vital part of the tidal wetland system. Nancy Cohen from member station WNPR in Hartford reports.
A stretch of salt marsh can have the feel of a prairie. Big sky overhead, dancing grasses below, some lush enough to take a snooze in. But the grasses are also the ecological linchpin of salt marshes. Without their roots grabbing the sediment, the landscape, which is soaked twice a day by the tide, would fall apart. That's why Connecticut College botanist Scott Warren was so alarmed 4 years ago when he was visiting a salt marsh on Cape Cod.
I walked over a little dune, and my teeth dropped. Great swaths of it were absolutely denuded of vegetation. And I was stunned and amazed.
What Warren observed that day has come to be known as sudden wetlands dieback. Sudden because the grasses are dying in a year or less. Dieback has been found on 41 sites throughout coastal New England, but the most extensive areas are on Cape Cod. Plant ecologist Stephen Smith of the Cape Cod National Seashore is foraging through tall spikes of smooth cordgrass in a salt marsh in Wellfleet. Then he comes to a tidal creek.
This is hard sand here, so you can step right on.
The creek bank is covered with boot-sucking mud and dead columns of old roots with no soil around them.
So here's a big, another chunk of marsh that's gone. And you can see all the erosion that's happened here as well.
Smith estimates about a quarter of the 100 acres in this marsh have died. Without the grasses, there are no nurseries for some small fish that are at the base of the food chain. No plant litter to shelter invertebrates. Smith says people also stand to lose.
It provides a really good buffer against wave energy when you lose the vegetation. There's nothing to stop, you know, big surges, storm surges, from hitting the coastline hard.
Susan Adamovich of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says every bit of marsh counts.
Salt marshes are all a matter of inches and parts of inches. And if we even lose elevation by a couple of inches in a salt marsh, we may end up in a zone that gets flooded too frequently by the tide, and plants won't be able to grow there.
Until this year, scientists have found dieback only after the plants are dead, making for a kind of ecological whodunit. They've dismissed common culprits like ice and geese. Ron Rosa of the Connecticut Department of Environmental Protection says about 5 years ago, parts of marshes also died in the southeast and the Gulf Coast under similar conditions.
All of the reported diebacks all began with a drought. Louisiana began during a drought. Georgia, South Carolina, Cape Cod, Rhode Island, Connecticut all began during a drought.
But this year was wet in the Northeast, and plants are still dying. Some suspect past drought may have weakened plants, making them vulnerable to disease. On Cape Cod, Stephen Smith is marking off an area where about 36 clumps of grass are turning yellow. Pointing to a green patch nearby, Smith is trying to figure out why they're different.
It's the same elevation, same position in the marsh, same hydrology. But here's an area that completely died out, and here's one that didn't. That's what I think has led many people to believe it's a pathogen of some sort.
Researchers are investigating a fungus which has been found on some dying grasses. This summer brought a bit of good news. Grasses are growing back in the salt marsh on the Cape where dieback was first noticed, but most sites are still bare. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Cohen.